Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, hero can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Teach me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, street always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. With the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 50 already. That M period, A period, N period stands for Music Activism News. That's the abbreviation and acronym for Man, Man in the Street. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944. If you're sending in any music or anything like that, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, and press one. Now, for those wanting to hear it, check out Common Sense Radio, which is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter page is Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1. That's Alfred Porter Jr. 1. And Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. Instagram is JRALFREDPORTER Jr. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period, Facebook Kent and Angelica, Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com, Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. You can check out the hottest R&B and production sounds at www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's Mondays, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time for OPN Radio on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, webpage of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc., the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. The YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. Also, You can check out on Twitter, Man in the Street 13, Man in the Street 13. Also, www.templabor.org or thelogtv.com or We Are Cleveland. Power Groove Records, the YouTube channel. The YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Now, this is the fun part of the program where I have to make sure I've done what I was supposed to do and give you all, ta-da, a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment in our region. Number 10, debuting, ooh-wee, debuting, is LaTanya Goldsby, Saturday, the birthday party for Black Lives Matter Cleveland, invitation only. That's all I can say about it. Number 9, debuting the Ward 1 holiday party, Thursday, 6 p.m., John F. Kennedy, with Hubs Groove and DJ Ellery. Number 8, debuting the East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club holiday party this coming Wednesday, 3:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the East Cleveland Library. Number 7, Summer, Whole Lot. That's the YouTube video of Summer, S-U-M-M-A, Whole Lot is the song. Number 6, moving up, The Actual Tannis, the Bashir Jones disc, Ghetto Tale, and he just dropped something else on people. Number 5, Hold It Steady, Joseph Motley Jr., the YouTube page. He's got new music with Mama Porter and 2 new songs. Number 4, debuting, almost 1,000 views, Rezo and On Go, Letter to Lily and Rich. That's the YouTube video about the crime that happened. He lost his cousin recently. He had already lost Rich, but he lost Lily. Alicia Pointer, who was found in the abandoned house in East Cleveland. So he did a song, even filmed the video at her home going and gravesite burial, and sent out that song to his family members and debuting hot off the presses. But number 3, moving up, BWE, Hip Hop Never Dies, featuring Sheriff Kilroy. It's the single. It was released. And they've got a community give back coming up this coming week. Number 2, Da Vinci, celebration of the birthday last weekend. And number 1, moving up, Facebook. Yeah, Da Vinci's debut, but number 1, moving up, it's on Facebook, Ms. Minnie and Ms. Good's birthday bash, which was last Friday. My thing is, there are people who need prayer. They do. Heard from Theodair, definitely needs prayer. Brother Kahar need prayer. I want to also put out there that for those who may not have realized it, Carmen Salinas Lozano, October 5th, 1939 to December 9th, 2021, was a Mexican actress, impressionist, comedian, politician, and theater entrepreneur. She was associated with the Institutional Revolutionary Party during her later career as a politician. She appeared in 115 films, 70 theater works, 23 different other programs, 9 television series, 23 telenovelas. She was well known. Salinas was born in 1939, the daughter of George Perez Fiato Salinas and Carmen Lozano Ferramontes. She made her television debut in 1964 under the direction of Ernesto Alonso, appearing in such shows as La Verdecende, La Frontero, The Border, and El Joker. Wow. El Chofer. The Chauffeur. She also appeared in plays, more than 110 movies, and 30-plus television shows. She worked alongside actors and producers, including Denzel Washington in Man on Fire and Juan Osorio. Selena's other successful projects included her touring musical Aventura. In 1956, Salinas and Pedro Plazanzo had a son, Pedro Plazanzo Salinas. He composed music, including notable compositions for the Nassau Soccer Club. And so there you go. On November 2021, Salinas suffered a cerebral hemorrhage brought upon by hypertension, which caused her to lapse into a coma. Salinas never regained consciousness and died on the 9th of December 2021 at the age of 82 in Mexico City. In an interview conducted with El Universal in March 2015, Salinas declared that she had been a priesta. Oh, okay. A priesta ever since she had the use of reason. In 2015, the PRI placed Salinas on its proportional representation list for election from the 4th electoral region, winning her a seat in the Chamber of Deputies, okay, for the legislature of the Mexican Congress. Salinas served on the Gender Equality Radio and Television and Health Commissions. Salinas, who openly, she only completed primary school, had the lowest education level of all the deputies in the legislature. So there you go. My thing is, I get a chance to sometimes chill back, talk about some things that may have happened. You know, started from the bottom, now we're here. The reason that I say that, kind of tongue-in-cheek, is that for those people who didn't pay any attention, if I'm not mistaken, last week, when it came down to it, during the bye week, the Browns were in fourth place in division, in fourth place, after losing to Baltimore Ravens. Cincinnati was right up under there, and Pittsburgh was a half game ahead of us. But my, how things changed to where I must say that the Browns are now sitting second for the top. So with that being said, why not play something from the Kaya Dog Crew, and we will be right back after this.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Brown Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-boat. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David knows who about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A brown and orange and white stripes. The Seed Town Light, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bust that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Swab Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randall and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch the interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
Now, anyway. Wow, legendary name, Joe Boom, Boomin' Entertainment. Also send out a prayer for Major Taps. The homegoing celebration of life for his father will be on Wednesday. It will be on Wednesday, I believe around 1 p.m. Wednesday. A lot of things happening that day. And as I sit back and look at certain things, the good news is you get a chance to at least deal with life on life's terms, in life spaces. As I look at everything that I will see is going well in the city, for those people who might have missed it, 8-foot step ladder for the soapbox, because it's not really a story. It's something that was well needed. So Aisha's law moves another step closer to becoming a law that would protect, help protect victims of domestic violence. So 2 years and 11 months ago, Shaker Heights mom and teacher Aisha Frazier was brutally murdered by her ex-husband. He was a former judge and had gotten a break after high-profile individuals wrote letters on his behalf, including Mayor Frank G. Jackson, Marsha Fudge, others, and the first time he was arrested for attacking her. He came back, and when he ran from the police, Asia was killed in front of her children. So we just wanted to say that at least it sparked community outrage about the lack of laws to protect victims of domestic violence. And so at least a couple of Thursdays ago, Ohio passed out of the Finance Committee House Bill 3, known as Asia's Law, that puts it on a faster track to become law. The bill's sponsor, Representative Janie Boyd, hopes by the year's end. So that's a blessing in itself. Like I say, I don't have to get on that step ladder for too long for the simple fact that we don't have to. Also, we might have missed it. I know we didn't discuss it, but somebody said, hey, you forgot about James Michael Tyler. And I was like, who's James Michael Tyler? And then they said he played the much-loved coffee shop barista Gunther on the sitcom Friends. He'd passed at the age of 59 after a battle with prostate cancer. His manager, I think Tony Benson, had let people know, and I think he passed at the end of or beginning of November, and somebody pointed out, you didn't mention him, so at least now that you said that, I've mentioned him, you can leave me alone. Also, the Cleveland police officer, this is just something called justice delayed, but it's still justice. This Cleveland police officer resigned after the complaint from domestic violence victim alleging he returned to her house for drinks after work. So a domestic violence victim said the officer was overly affectionate and made her uncomfortable after arresting her husband for domestic violence. So, you know, the police officer who just arrested your spouse came back to your house afterwards for drinks. And the woman filed a complaint with Cleveland police saying that's exactly what happened to her after she called for help in a domestic violence situation. I think 19 News had obtained exclusive video of officers taking her husband in jail before one of them returned to her home and crossed the line. And so it's a shame because you can hear that. Suspect asked officers from the back seat of the patrol car, you're taking me to jail? Is that where I'm going? Well, officers say the man's wife called police during a heated argument late on the night. And so our policy says we have to separate and arrest somebody, Officer Hensley replied. See what the alcohol does? It's all the alcohol, buddy. Ironically, after making that comment about alcohol, a disciplinary notice from Cleveland's police chief said Hensley, so H-E-N-J-Y, so Officer Jonathan Hensley, who did the arresting, you know, hours after making that comment about alcohol, a disciplinary notice from Cleveland's police chief said Officer Hensley returned to the couple's home and drank alcohol with the man's wife, the domestic violence victim. Hensley was apparently off the clock, but the woman filed a complaint in the days afterwards, and she told investigators Hensley's overly affectionate behavior caused her to feel uncomfortable. It's unclear if Hensley knew the woman outside of work before arresting her husband, or if you can hear him tell the husband he's been called to their home on duty several times before. You guys have been through this before. I've dealt with you two or three times, the officer said. I recognized your address as soon as they broadcasted it. So it showed that Hensley resigned in June of this year before investigators finished looking into the complaint the woman filed against him. So, hey, another one bites the dust. So I'm going to get on this 10-foot step ladder on my soapbox to say, thank God he removed himself. He saved taxpayers' money in Cleveland from unnecessary investigation. I call it unnecessary investigation because he did it, so it would have been a big waste of money. Big freaking waste of money. I'm having a good time because I'm much able to at least deal with certain things. I'm very thankful I can get rid of certain stories, and because you always have stories in the tank, but it's good to be able to get rid of them. so that I could do something brand new, go to some other things, and deal with what happened here and there, and play music. That's a fun part that I don't get a chance to do all the time. I don't. The show, Music Activism News, sometimes we get so stuck on activism and news, we don't play any music. But it's very interesting because Kamala Harris has been busy. I'm not going to go to what made the news, where recently she spoke about the Supreme Court not halting the ban on abortions. But Vice President Kamala Harris, or Kamala Harris, says European explorers violently stole land from Indians in America during her speech relative to the National Congress of American Indians 78th Convention that she made a day after Columbus Day. I got to give her credit because it's kind of true. The nation's first black woman vice president and a former U.S. senator representing the state of California spoke at the National Congress of American Indians 78th Convention a few Tuesdays ago, and addressed what she says is the shameful past of American explorers. The featured speaker for the convention, the vice president, gave her speech a day after Columbus Day, which has also been formally recognized for the first time this year as Indigenous Peoples Day by President Joe Biden. Harris told the convention delegates that since 1934, every October, the United States has recognized the voyage of the European explorers who first landed on the shores of the Americas. But that is not the whole story. That the whole story has never been fully told in America, K-12 schools, its colleges and universities, and its history books and other academic resources. Those explorers ushered in a wave of devastation for tribal nations, perpetrating violence, stealing land, and spreading disease. That's what Harris also pledging to make an investment in America's Native American communities. Harris, 56, is the first woman of color to compete in a major party presidential ticket in America. Her parents, who divorced when she was 5 years old, were both immigrants. Her mom from Chennai, India. Her dad from Jamaica. A Democrat, she won the election for vice president last November when Biden ousted then-President Donald Trump, Biden winning both the popular vote and the Electoral College. When she accepted the Democratic nominations for vice president relative to the Democratic National Convention. So the thing is, though, you can find more of that in ClevelandUrbanNews.com. Ohio's black digital news leader with archive news at Kathy Ray Coleman Online Newsblog.com. So it's good to be able to stop hoarding stories, as they made, might say. But it's a good thing that you can actually get rid of certain things that you have. I'm going to look at this 216-832. 216-832. How are you doing out there? Hello? How are you?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, how are you? I was just trying to blog into the talk show, and I was trying to get it on my laptop.
No problem. So tell me, who am I talking to?
Well, my name is Denise Taylor. How are you, Brother Al?
I'm doing excellent. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start off this way. Over the years, there have been times that we have had, we mentioned your name, chasing down a certain prosecutor, Cleveland Clinic protest, Joaquin Hicks. Yes, we have had, we've mentioned your name with a whole lot. We have. But now, I have to say that I would like to just stop and ask, how did you manage to be on stage with Smokey Robinson?
Oh, my goodness. You didn't ask that question. All right. Well, see, if you listen to that song, it'll tell you that I met him on June the 30th, 1972. And when I did, the first time when I ever saw him, I got on stage, but I think I actually passed out in his arms. So it's like every time when I go see him and he sing Ooh Baby Baby, a certain part, and then I get on stage. I mean, you know, a couple of times most of the time it's okay with him, but it's like the security at the venues or whatever, they might like, you know, snatch me down. But I have always went, you know, back to my seat, you know, stuff, whatever.
I've met
Smokey Robinson probably 100 times. I have pictures of him, my aunt, my brother from California, I mean, everything. So, to make a long story short, somewhere down the line, my mom and them said he was some kid to us.
So. Now, with that being said, with Brother Art's capabilities and still playing CDs and stuff like that, I know he loves to single. Tell me about this hot single and how long you've been talented musically, because when we were out on the front lines, I never knew about the talent. So talk to me about that, please.
I never thought I was talented. I mean, I wrote that song way like 50 years ago, like when I saw him or whatever, first met him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just... I went to community college or somewhere to the music department trying to find somebody, you know, like give me music to and stuff, everything and stuff like that. But I was getting older and he was getting older, so I said, I'm just putting it out here just like it is. So I just went to the studio and recorded it.
I'm glad. Please tell me this is the start of something else major for you.
Hopefully it could be.
Yeah, I noticed that people who hear, they like it. And so I have to ask you, when do you think you'll be hitting the studios again?
I have no idea.
All right, so we're going to have to work on that one right now. So let me put this in my notes. We on this program of Man in the Streets Music Activism and News, we will be getting you in some sort of studio. We have some excellent producers and people, some that you've met here and there. So I'm going to have to make sure.
So I want to show a shout out to Suave Gotti, because I saw him at the gas station or something, and I was telling him about it, and he's the one who told me to go to that studio.
There you go. So here we go. So I appreciate that whole conversation and the fact that you have made such a nice track that now I have to ask you, what have you been doing and getting into recently?
All I do, Al, is work every day. I just got off work at 9 o'clock, trying to fly home to get this show here. I started napping, and most of the time I don't get off tomorrow.
Got you.
I'm trying to fix up my house. It's falling apart, so all the little money I'm making, I try to put into this house.
I don't blame you. Well, may the Creator continue to bless you, and we will do everything we're supposed to do. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. And you know something? As I put the Queen on hold, I'm going to at least do what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to play something from the producer, one of the producers with a studio. The name is Emax the Image. I'm going to play his track called Emotions. I'll be right back to you after this.
Okay. I've been this way since I was 12 years old. Nobody was there to show me what I know. So I soaked up as much as I could. And I'm good, yeah. You probably thought that I was going to come out here and sing a slow song. Emotions got you going. try to tell you about my style. I've been messing with you for a while, but you didn't wanna listen to me. And now you're texting me, how much you're missing me.
Emotions, emotions.
So how you feel? Tell me what's the deal, eh?
Emotions, emotions.
So what's the deal? Tell me how you feel. Is it really about the way you feel about me, or is it something that you want about me? People come around me like they love me, but they don't, so I won't let them get it out me. Emotion,
yeah.
I'm a comedian, this is my one night stand. People talking about me like I ain't afraid to say what the fuck I need to say about the family. I ain't trying to get a fucking grade. I'm looking for another fucking aid. But people treat me like a game that you play. Yeah, yeah. Alright.
Emotions, emotions.
That's how you feel. Tell me what's the deal. Yeah.
Emotions, emotions.
That's how you feel. Tell me what's the deal with it.
Emotions, emotions. Emotions.
Why do you talk about me like you know me? Is it the whole truth that you're telling? Got the world thinking that you really showed me what I gotta do. Who showed you? Emotions telling you that I, the kind of guy that you can run it by. Emotions got you slipping. I ain't made from that kind of cut. Jumping through the shit, jumped through the trenches, and I made it out with a few stitches. At the same time, emotions real. That's how you're feeling, yeah.
Emotions, emotions.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
emotions, emotions.
That's how you feel.
And let's go to the 216-412 number, 216-412. How you doing out there?
How you doing, Mr. Porter? Major Chaps, Friday ENT, calling in on this Monday.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. The reason I say that is because, first and foremost, condolences once again. And we had said earlier on for people to definitely send their prayers out. If you would like to share what's happening this coming Wednesday and what time.
Okay. Wednesday, December 15th at 1 o'clock. Those are my father's services. It will be held at Boyd's Funeral Home in Warrensville. You just Google it, and they can be able to direct you there. Just look at Boyd's Funeral Home in Warrensville, and about to attend service start at 1 o'clock. So, yeah. So, yep, Michael Brown Sr.
Got you, got you. And now, with that being said, tell us some things about your father.
Good loving father, very hard working.
Wasn't out here
in the streets or anything. It was far from a deadbeat. Great example, you know, for other fathers, you know, that need to work on themselves, you know.
I'm into that. I appreciate you doing that. Now, anything else you'd like to talk about?
I'm also, as a dedication, you know, to my father, Rising Cap album will be dropping on his birthday, December 15th, worldwide. So I'm doing this on that day while celebrating my father's homegoing with my other my whole entire family. You know, so I know my father was ready to see his grandmother, my grandmother, you know, apparently, you know, he's with her now, you know. I'm just praying, you know, that I see my father again.
Yes, sir.
He's with me, you know what I'm saying, in spirit, you know, as far as with heart-wise, things of that nature. Though, just some of the things that he instilled in me, you know, a lot of things he instilled in me. So, like, man, I'm just dealing, you know. I'm really just dealing right now.
Yes, sir.
Cause,
I appreciate you calling in. And is there anything else you would like to touch on this evening?
I give a shout out to Sister Della Reese.
She's providing
like supplies all around the neighborhood. When we had like a debate, I didn't know who it was confusing, and we talked that out and squared that away because I was like, no. I had to give her my apologies to her about that one. Though it was a situation as far as with how we should provide with the police, you know, and her comment was instead of providing for the police, we need to be providing for the community. Some people would tell her that, no, it'd be a good look as far as with, you know, as far as with providing for the police. I mean, they police get a paycheck. And, well, I just peeped in. That's why you got to pay attention to a lot of conversations.
Right.
And so they got confusing. And people said, well, I was kind of saying some stuff, including me. I ain't gonna say, including me. So, but then I caught on to it. I was like, no, we about to feed no police and stuff. And then guess what? Right after that, she got, you know what I'm saying, the opportunity from, I believe, some kind of community board or something like that to help her out with these packages and stuff. So shout out to Sister Della Reese on that one. And also, that's basically it. I had to clear that up. And like, yeah, it's I'm not gonna say the person who, you know what I'm saying, suggested the idea, you know, because I see this person a lot in meetings and stuff, and I feel like this person, he's doing somewhat of a cause with inside the organization. To a certain extent, you know, though at the same time, though, we can't just suck up to the police and stuff, especially when they're not really doing nothing on our side, you know.
to help us when bodies are coming up and not able to investigate them, not respond to them in time. You know, there's still a lot of work to be done. So we definitely need to help out our community more.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think giving out supplies and things is the right thing. You know, let's help our community, like, you know what I'm saying, instead of helping out these kids. So, all right, with that being said, though, yeah, my father's service is just this Wednesday, too. So that's in 2 days, the 15th, at 1 o'clock p.m. So we'll come out. I'll see you guys there. And that's it.
Thank you, brother. Man, stay up, and good talking to you. Peace.
No, you don't. Peace.
And now, well, before this show ends, I'm going to go to this area code of 601 with the 513. Area code 601-513, how you doing?
Hello, Brother Al. This is your future presidential candidate for 2024, Michael D. Landabam. And I'm sorry I was a little late. Got off work a little late from downtown. Had to take care of a couple of things, but I want to make sure I wanted to come in and say hi to everybody and say Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. Just happy, 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 joy, joy, joy. And our Lord Savior's, you know, birthday is coming up soon. First, I'm going to also send my prayers out to the people who've been affected through these storms. You know, the tragedy of seeing these storms magnify every year is a testimony that we need to do more taking care of this planet and what we put in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Yeah, that's more important. But my prayers go out to the families and to the states. And I'm still learning. We're still learning. I know that the massive damage was that severe and stressed for many states. So that was pretty terrible. But anyway, I wanted to say a few things right quick. Number one, I recently just got off of COVID, having COVID-19, the Delta variant. I'm fully vaccinated. I was fully vaccinated. I started to get my vaccination July 3rd to between June, and then I got it the last one July 30th. And I wasn't feeling bad, and this is my second time catching it. So here's two things that the Biden administration needs to do. First of all, they need to do a review of what this virus is, and I've been said multiple times, this is not a virus. This is some kind of man-made biological weapon that they try to make it into a virus. They try to, whatever China was trying to do behind the scenes.
Right.
To disrupt the world back when Trump was in office. And Trump was too stupid to see it. Number two, instead of doing mandates, which I would never have done,
mm-hmm.
you know, jobs that we educate the people on what the truth is and why this affecting us, how it's affecting us. How we can protect ourselves, especially masks and washing hands and social distance. If I can catch the virus and go out to these games and all that, I mean, that's why the numbers keep going up. It's not just unvaccinated, it's vaccinated. So I think
right.
the Biden administration needs to do a lot more to find the call root calls, especially get China more open and trustworthy about what really took place and find a way to try to kill this virus. This is man-made, not natural, man-made. So I got over that. Right now, I'm focusing on trying to get my story out. I can't get 2024 off the ground when people don't believe me what happened in 2020. Donald
right.
J. Trump is a danger to our democracy. He is a real danger. I warn every one of you since December 10th, the anniversary, December 8th, 9th, and 10th came by.
Mm-hmm.
2018, 3 years. I have been on internet and everything, trying to share it, but I've been blocked, not just by one president, by two, for two different reasons. So you take a look at LandonHamCase.com. That's been confirmed by the Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI knows about it. Why the FBI lied and during three Freedom of Information Acts and saying that, for one, we're not going to give you information the last year of President Trump's presidency in March of 2020, Senator Sherrod Brown. And now twice with Representative Marcy Katcher, the 9th District, who did my Freedom of Information Act. And they're saying that the Cleveland Police Department, nor I, contacted the FBI on December 10th talking about a threat to my life or a threat to national security. Now the FBI won't take none of my calls. There is a serious conspiracy that has never have been seen since, I don't know. I may name something, I don't know, but they're blocking it. For an African-American to be treated this way, especially with these Democrats now, some of them, and that most of them, all of them know now, and they're still being quiet, and I've been talking 3 years, and my story ain't out there, spreaded out there yet.
That's true.
I mean, I'm not crazy. It's like if I'm lying, I could go to prison for 20 years.
Right.
With the FBI. And right now, if you go to the party, We the People on Facebook, I went down to the federal courthouse. I got the paperwork. Mm-hmm. There's no lawyer that can take my case. Not one for some weird reason. Not even Ben Trump. I mean, not Trump. The bald-headed guy that handles.
Yeah.
Not the NAACP. Not one black leader has contacted me. It's either they've been told not to reach me or all of them, like, decided he's just cuckoo. Come on now. 3 years. What man you know that would? Come on. Anyway, point is, we need real change. The two-party system is the reason why you never heard of my story. But I'm not giving up. LandinghamCase.com is the key to save our democracy, to come together, stop looking at each other as the enemy, blacks and whites, Republicans and Democrats, rich and poor. We all need each other because of the problems we face. That's the only way we can fix it. But Landingham for President 2024, the People's Candidate for People's Justice, will deliver the justice for the American people and find a way to come together to solve our problems. But I need your help. 2024 is the year to come together. But we can't come together with these same folks that are in power now because they don't know how to come. They don't know how to bring us together, or they don't want to bring us together. So it's up to you. And thank
appreciate
you, Brother Al, for allowing me to speak. Y'all stay blessed and safe. Wash your hands and everything.
No problem. I appreciate that phone call that just came through. Yeah, conspiracy. African-American or one who was African, a conspiracy since Malcolm X assassination. Yeah, that's what we can throw up in there. And because we talked to him earlier, and I know he particularly liked the next song I'm about to play, I might as well play the Jump Off from Suave Gotti. It had a big impact when Major Taps heard the song. So let's play that historical song.
Kenley told me to sing it like this. Check it. Let me welcome y'all to Cleveland. Well, we ain't got no South Central, but we do have a theater and we do have a central. Through the pandemic, I kept my essentials. Cuban cigar and a trench coat. DNA level C. From A to Z. Come follow me now. Way back in the 83. 108 club style. Yo, man, don't erase that. Memorex, C-tron, hand on the tape deck. Still yelling Geronimo like I'm at a carnival. DJ Johnny O. Horton, the honorable. You ask how important. You gotta know the source of recruit. Like, look what you done forced me to do. And if you don't know the history of the city that you grew up in, well, little nigga, I'm talking to you. I'm the boss of the crew, and I'm an arsonist too. So I've got, yeah, I'm off in the booth. And Earl Holliman. Earl Holliman was so. Earl Holliman would throw out a funky beatbox, leaving no doubt. Mo hoes, mo clout, up in the hoes house. Off chagrin was a party spot, and all night it would body rock. All around the clock, to the dollar stop. Or someone living in Shaker called the cops. Beckman Hall was a spot off St. Clair. With Mo Hits and Hank Aaron, you cats just ain't hearing. Showing out my boy Mike McAdoo, we even got Casper C. About to act a fool up in the club with Wayne D. And DJ Shock and Mr. T. And Wild C and my man Chuck Fresh. Johnny O in 2021, Nerve DJ Success.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny O, my man Joe.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
And Morris Black, Josephine asked who met Joe, who came along, added the young, then they had a son, a young DJ named Joe, came creeping through the trenches, back when DJs had tables and 12 inches, he was getting lots
lots of money at the Coliseum, but he never copped a BM or shopped at the Galleria. He would stick to his vans and trucks as he ran amok. Boom Squad, yeah, they banned it up. First Cotton Club, all through the city though, and every Saturday it had it looking like a video. Kismet Square, it was a pimp affair. And free birthday party kept women in there. But
man, we gotta tell him about the babies though. We gotta tell him about the babies, yo. He had Rochelle, Joe, Javon, Miles, and Sherelle. He had Jaden and Jamia, and Ava and Javelia. Man, they made him a grandpa. Break out the champagne so I can toast to him. Do the damn thing. Internet, go post to him. We hate you had to leave so soon. Super shout out to my nigga Joe Boone.
Who is the craziest DJs on earth?
DJ Johnny and my man Joe Boone.
Who is the craziest DJ on earth? They call me Cleveland Legendary Joe Boone. I started DJing, I was probably like 14 when I did my first party at a strip club. Put me in the game. Then I just started paying attention to everybody else and I figured it out.
Then you got some 1200s.
Then I got some 1200s.
And then you felt like God right there.
I got the 1200s. It was over.
Right.
I was coming at niggas next. I was looking at Johnny O like, what's up?
And so with that being said, everybody, I appreciate you all for tuning in. That request went out for those people who at least love that Suave Gotti song, and they brought up the name of Suave Gotti. So what I'll do is end off, since Brother Michael D. Landingham said it earlier, why not? We'll go back to the long-awaited Detox album and send this one out. We'll play it until the show ends. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. 3, 3, 4, 2. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Kilroy. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. To help you understand, I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. COVID-19 affect me. Coronavirus scare me, stop me. AM alpha male sheriff cried. I face real danger, still go outside. 80 people shot at an MC club. People carjacked, can't forget bed bugs. Revolution stopped, not by a virus. Keep your flimsy mask, I won't be silent. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Why make this song? Let's make it clear. Hate to see adults run off in fear. Isolated at home, inside alone. I'm here to help. Lyrics airborne. Virus. God, Yahweh, Allah, make it clear. Do you worship them or you worship fear? West Nile, SARS, Ebola, swine flu. We survive those, we'll survive this too. Coronavirus and Corona beer. You can drop yours, pass the bottle here. It's so crazy, I can't believe. Scared of Asian food and the Chinese people. Big black man, I can't wear a mask. Y'all will think I jack, cops might blast. Just need wipes, soap, water, check it. Sanitizer and some disinfectant. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands.
Biden and Sanders, too scared to come here?
What leader?
Come on. Trump's too scared to even handle it.
Or stupid.
Alliance for safety and justice. Survivors speak, canceling their meeting.
What?
Cleveland Peace Action, canceling their meeting? Oh, man. Cleveland Democratic War Club, canceling out? Oh, shoot. GNC Fairfax? NBA canceling the season just because of the Utah players?
What player?
Come on now. While you tweet, I read Revelation. If we're told what we now facing, Passover, pestilence, pandemic, plague. We killed Indians and the slave trade. Wages of sin, you know, is death. Virus.